Monday, October 2nd. President agreed with my recommendation this morning that Mrs. Nixon should reconsider her refusal to have a reception for the UPI editors and their wives. And we worked out a plan whereby CODIS was to call her and reopen it, which he did, and it worked out. She's being very cooperative on campaign suggestions now, but had decided yesterday not to do this reception for some reason. The president came up with the idea, partly in reaction to the weekend press coverage, I think, to consider an office press conference this week, since we've now canceled Atlanta. As we talked it over and the day went on, he ended up deciding that he would do one Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Feels that it's a good idea to lay the groundwork, eliminate the complaints from the press, and cover the base. So we're changing the schedule to clear Wednesday and Thursday and make it possible to go ahead with a press conference. In discussing the various questions that might arise, he got to the point of the Soviet Jews and asked that in the next weekend poll we get a reaction as to whether the U.S. should drop our trade agreements because of the Soviet Union's exit tax on Jews. I gave him the poll report from this weekend, which is not too good. It shows basically a drop of 9 points with a rise of 3 for McGovern and the rest going from Nixon to undecided. There are various ramifications to that as you push the leaners and allocate non-registered voters and so forth. But the basic point is still there, that there is some erosion of Nixon's strength, at least on the basis of our poll a month ago by phone. We'll see how it goes on these weekly shots now. I had a talk with the vice president this morning. He called primarily to urge that the president in no way respond to the exhortations to him to enter the ring and get involved in the campaign. He thinks that the device, for instance, that they're using now, that he's not helping the candidates, he should not respond or reply to at all. He feels our people understand that the president's best role is to be president. They're very happy with the situation and we should keep it that way. He then reviewed a couple of questions on Vietnam, POWs, and Lavelle that he was concerned about, in that he's appearing before the UPI editors today. I wasn't able to help him, but we'll have Kissinger call him. The president met with Gromyko this morning and then went up to Camp David this afternoon to host a Gromyko dinner and overnight tonight. They'll be back down in the morning for signing the SALT agreements, end of October 2nd.